Shabbos Perek Tezayin Mishneh Dalet. Ulashom Moitzi Kol Kli Tashmishe. To that place where you're carrying out, which is what, according to Tanakhama Mishneh Gimel, a Chotzim or Revis, according to Ben Beseira, even a Chotzim Sheinim or Revis, he's Moitzi Kol Kli Tashmishe. He's allowed to take out whatever he needs for that Shabbos. V'loivish Kol Mashiyocha Lilboish. He's allowed to put on whatever he could wear. Va'itiv komashi yochalatev. He could wrap himself in whatever he could wrap himself. Save as much as you can from the fire. Now, there's one word of clarification that's in order. L'choira, when he's being moitzi kol klei tashmishoi, he's not allowed to carry it. Is this a hoitzah? So we have to say, there's a isim mitzah, the isim derabonon of saving komashi yochalatzim adleiko, whatever he's going to use for Shabbos. On hoitzah, that would never matter. It's his personal effects. It's not even Kisvei Kodesh. So Mela, what are we talking about? We're talking about a place that has no problem. It's a Chotzim Ureves. It's a Movish and a Foolish and so on. But in the safe of what we just read, Loivish Va'itav L'chotz Derech Levisha. You're allowed to wear a coat when you go out into Rishus HaRabim. So L'chotz, this Chelik of the Mishnah is Lav Dafka Ulishom to that place that you're allowed to carry out Kol Kli Tashmishi. Over here, you're allowed to carry out to Rishus HaRabim. L'chayr, that would be the straightforward reading of the Mishnah. Ha'omnam, Kivega has a pickpock based on the next chelik of the Mishnah. Let's read. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, not so poshut. You can't put on 50 raincoats and walk out with that. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Shmoyne Osir Kelim. Person could go out with a certain amount of kelim, a certain amount of clothing. That's the amount that a person can wear in a normal way. The Gemara cheshbons it out. The different types of begodim, or what they will be made chazal, it's even hard to picture exactly. There's what he puts on his hands and what he puts on his legs, and what he puts the upper parts of his legs, socks, and then there's the short pants, and probably some undergarment with overpants, with a vest, with a jacket, with a shirt. Different, but they wore different types of begodim. The Gemara cheshbons out the full gamut of begotten that a person would wear in one shot is 18 kelim. V'choize, v'loivish, u'moitzi. He's allowed to be moitzi that much. By oichel l'moshul, they weren't matu to go back in. This is halacha that we have only. They got to be going back in clothing because you're putting it on. So there's an extra level of caution. V'oime la'acherim, boyu v'hatzilu imi. The Lashon Ovi is also different than we had in Mishneh Gimel. Over there we had boyu, the Lashon was V'atzilu lochem, save as much as you can, as you need. The implication is, what happens if it's Shabbos morning? According to that Tana in Mishneh Gimel, see, they're only allowed to take Mazon Shtei Sudas. Over here, Vinishvi, they're allowed to take Shmoyne Asar Kelim. So it says, bo v'atzilu imi, as much as I can take, that's how much you can take. Over there, it was subjective to how much food do you need to eat. That's the chilek in the Lashonis. So Kiva'ega makes the point over here, we pointed out before, that Rabbi Yossi limits, not so posh, you can't just wear as much as you could wear. And the reason is because he's afraid that if you're going to just take out as much as you could wear, you're going to take it out to the Rishus HaRabim. And that would be a problem. It's Derech Levisha. So the answer is that a person is only allowed to be'etzem al tzolchus hoitzol. When is it a masa? We learned all the halachas in the fifth parak, the fourth parak, the halachs of what a behem is allowed to wear, what a person is allowed to wear. Anything that's not derech levisha is a masa, even if it's on your shoulders, but it's not derech levisha. If a person puts on 15 coats during the summer, noktatzu, avada it's not derech levisha, avada b'shul siram, that would be awesome, midderaisa. So what are we talking about? We're talking about that since Lamais, it's on his shoulders, he's allowed to carry it out to a place where he's allowed to carry out. Avdem explains the Tosis Yom Tov that if he's allowed to carry it out to a proper Rishus HaYochid, then he's going to carry it out to a Rishus HaRab Mosa, because Lamais is a certain amount of Bahola. This is what he brings B'Shem Duran. If that's the case, then the Rabbanim that argue and say, Kol Mashi Yochalu B'Shvaitiv, Kol Mashi Yochalatoiv, says Reb Kivega, it's possible that the Rabban only hold that you're not going to carry it from Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRabim. But where you're actually carrying it out to Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to wear whatever? No, it's not Derech Levisha. Reb Kivega makes one more gewaldiger point. We just read two dinim One was in Mishnah Gimel, where the Mishnah said that they're allowed to carry out Oichel Bishvil Atzmom. And we explained that Be'etzim Tefka like Zuta Shoyam. Since the Balabos can't take it out, so Mela, it's Hefka. So when they carry it out, they're not Mukhiv Meikah Adin to return it. They decide to return it to them, that's their Cheshmer. The Tosis Yom Tov seems to imply that the same would be true by Begodim. Says Rabbi Kivega, not so. By Oichel, where the Balabos can't carry out more, like we just explained, that we don't allow him to go back in and save more. So that's it. The rest of the food is Fafal. It's all Hefka. Anybody carries it out, it's theirs. Be'etzim. They could loot. They could take as much as they want. Whatever. But within Muslim Gimel Sudas. Over here by Begodim, since we allow the fellow, the Balabos, the owner of the clothes, to go back in and take another round of 18 Begodim, what makes it Hefka? So if the guy would go in, Hatzilu, Imi, the only thing they're doing is they're saving it for him. It belongs to him. We're holding the halachas of saving things minat leika. So now we're going to have a halacha, which is the natural progression. How do you stop a fire on Shabbos? Throw water on the fire. We just had gzeirois otu putting out the fire, which is a malacha. Rather interesting to point out that the malacha of putting out a fire because you don't want the fire, which is the reason why you put out a fire in a house, is l'chara malacha shen mitzvicha l'gufa. Is loyd a lot of rishonim, it's only derabana l'halacha. I feel like they were going to not to save because you're going to come to do malacha. Could be that. It's not even malacha deraisa. Chiddush. Here we have a Mishnah, hey, how to put out the fire itself. Reb Shimon ben Nanis Oimer. Person or shall gedi al gabishita tevu amigdol. You spread out a skin of a gedi on a box or on a closet or on something else made out of wood that you could stretch the skin over it. Sha'ochas bohenes ha'ur. We're talking about that it's made out of wood. The shita tevu amigdol is made out of wood. It caught on fire. You spread a or shall gedi around it. It doesn't get burnt. It's not flammable. Samela gets singed, and it protects the Shidur Tevo Migdol. The Mavashim explained really what's going on is over here, he's spreading it over. This way the fire shouldn't burn the Shidur Tevo Migdol. He has all his possessions in a closet. So he puts a Orishol Gedi on it. This way maybe it'll singe the Orishol Gedi, but it won't go through to the Shidur Tevo Migdol. Just for the record, by the way, a shido is like a closet. A teva is a table. A migdal, you look at the Rav, he has a word armorio, similar to the word armoire that's used in, which is a French word, that's used for something with shelves. Look at the Yochan, he touches it shrank, what we call a svarim shrank. Va'oisin mechitza b'chol ha'kelim, bein meleim, bein rekonim. Make a line of defense, a bunch of pitchers or any other type of kli, full of water, or not full of water. Bein malayim with water, bein rekon, b'shul shalai tava adleiko. The water, hopefully, will put out the fire. Now, if it's rekonim, then it's not going to put out the fire, but at least it'll stop the fire. So look what the Mishnah says. That's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yosi argues, and he answers, Bikli cheres chadoshim malei in mayim. Why? Tvishen yuchem lekablas or they're not going to go on fire. The kli cheres is not going to burn. Vein mizbakin, the heat will cause the kli to pop, to break. Umechaben is adleika, the water is going to spill onto the fire. It's a way of putting out the fire. Now lecher, it's only a goyrim. Gram kibui is only awesome in the rabbana, of course. Every gram lecher should only be awesome in Shabbos in the rabbana. Even b'mokam hefsid moment, he asked doing a gram kibui. The Gemara says that actually you're allowed to do something that's a gram kibui b'mokam hefsid. Gram kibui has two derabbanans. First of all, the kibui is a malach shen tzvicha legufa, which is only mederabbanan according to most Rishonim. Also, grama is also gram deleika, let's say a grama of putting on a fire. Now, why would a person want to light a fire? But the classic example would be putting on a pin on a Shabbos clock, which later on will turn on a clock. The clock is going to go on 9 o'clock. The light is going to go on 9 o'clock. By putting an extra pin in, it's going to go on 8 o'clock. What you did was a gram of having the light go on. Now let's do it. a gram of having the light go off, gram kibui, would be mutter, the Gemara says. It's only over here because b'makom t'leika were more choshish. So therefore, we ask it even a gram kibui, according to Rabbi Yossi. And even that, according to Rabbanu, we don't ask it. One more point worth making, the Tesis Yantu points out from the Rishonim that an orishal gdil l'chor is mukta. We had this before in the fourth parak, l'gabi dini hatmono, is that a hide of an animal is not functioning, it's not leather, it's just a hide. So l'chor has no shimush on Shabbos. So what we're talking about over here is an or the Rishonim say of behema gasa, it's a thick hide, so you could use it for shelter, you could use it for warmth. Or you have something that's thicker and you miyachid it li yeshiva to sit on it, so that would also be mutter. The other possibility is on Yom Tiv, even if it's not hardened and it can't be used, so on Yom Tiv, since you're allowed to shecht, so the hide of the behema is not mukta. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to shecht because you have to skin the animal in order to cook the meat. Chazal wanted, the Torah wanted, that a person should be able to shecht for Simchas Yom Tiv. Eichel Nefesh. So there's no issa mukta on the skin. The Rishonim pointed this out.